This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's his name?
Who?
What's his name, Katie? No, whose dad is it? Because every time we do, almost every time we take Thomas to his little school in the morning, It's like last minute, and you're like, you're taking him, right? I go, I don't know. Could you take him? Like, obviously not. I'm not all ready.
Yeah.
I go, like, put on a, you just drop, you're in the building for 11 seconds, just put on a hat and do it. And you, what, and then the mornings you do go, why do you gotta look all smoking hot?
You act like I'm like getting,
for First Baptist
you act
daycare.
Like I look like this.
I mean, it's close to it.
I
think you're always beautiful.
I think that I just want to like wash my face and brush my hair and not look like I rolled out of bed.
No, who, why though?
Because
Jason?
That is not appropriate to
Chad,
go.
What's his name?
Looking like that.
Why not? What? I took Thomas the other day. I had on like black sandals barefoot with blue shorts and a purple shirt.
Well, that's
I looked
own.
Like I rolled out of bed.
Well, that's your own prerogative. That's not what I want to present.
I saw
the world.
A mom there who looked horrible, and I was proud of her.
And you just
I go there, respect.
Horrible,
no, so. I think everyone there goes respect. That's woman priorities. She got her kid here on time.
That's not what mom. That's not what other moms.
She's got on UGGs and Nike shorts. She looks bad. Good for her.
The issues is right now. My like, just trying a little bit. I'm still gonna look kind of bad. So it's like I have to put in a little effort at this point with my puffy face and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what Jason says?
Yeah.
You have a puffy face?
Yeah. I did my face roller before this recording.
How do you think? Look, I mean, you could see yourself. Is it puffy today? Not too bad?
Not too bad, because I just told you I use my...
That stuff really works.
My okay. roller.
Well, here we are, y'all, in the new studio. So if you're listening, you know, obviously follow us on Instagram, whatever. You'll see some clips. But the YouTube, go hit us up on YouTube. Studio looks nice. Katie designed it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you pleased? You don't.
Yeah.
Just
need a little finishing touches, but yes, the chairs are comfy, right?
Yeah, they're very comfy.
Nice.
So, thank you. We're back, Recties. The new age correct opinions. We got. It's still the correct opinions you know and love. It's your boy Trey here, wife Katie, family man.
Yo.
And we got a lot talked about here. Talk about recap our week. We have a lot of fun questions from the fans. We'll answer those and revisiting an old segment, maybe a new segment. I don't know if the Recties have heard it. Super Recties have. But anyways, show us some love. New studio, new look pod. Let's do it. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Recties, real quick, we're doing a huge Patreon giveaway and offer. 50% off the Patreon for the next week to celebrate this new chapter of the pod. And two lucky people will win our giveaway. One existing Patreon member, mm-hmm. Super Recty. Yep. We don't want to penalize him. And one new one. So you're going to want to go now if you haven't. Good for you if you already have. Two lucky people will win. We're just going to send you $250.
And some wine. Nice,
and Basic Sellers wine. Done. So go sign up now. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. I mean, it's a personal problem. You don't talk. You whisper for a talk. Hello. We're back. We're figuring 3 minutes in, we had a fight to our husband, wife, podcast. Mother, you're my mom. That's why.
Yeah, you're supposed to call me your mother.
Yeah, basically. You remind me of my 60-year-old mother because it took us 5 minutes to work a microphone, and that's okay. You are a great mother.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful woman.
You really changed that around, didn't you?
Yes, we're here with, like I said, the new look pod. How you feeling? A lot of pressure on you, honestly. I mean, yeah. it's kind of like a ton of pressure on you.
A ton of pressure. I was thinking today, you know, I feel like I like.
Derek, we're still good on the sound, by the way.
Great on the sound.
Okay. Yeah. Making sure.
I feel like I look nice. It's too loud, today. Actually.
I'm just kidding. Bill. Don't let me stop you.
Yeah. Do I look?
Your bra strap showing.
Oh my.
Go to YouTube. Dang.
All right.
Slide it back down for the Patreon.
Okay. I do feel like it's like a new job today for me, but like the same company. Like I just took a different role in the same company. And I just don't think many people and I'm do.
Have I been the boss for both of these?
Yeah, that's kind of the issue.
Because it's hot?
Because it should be like coworkers, and you're kind of like taking it on as like boss. So.
What do you want?
Yeah.
So you're my subordinate, right?
We're equals.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's make sure that's clear here.
We already had a little run-in as coworkers.
Yes.
Like any coworker does at 11:30 p.m. in a bed.
Yeah.
And are you worried about our marriage as we step into this new role as equals?
No, because
we were equals before.
Supposedly.
But now what is it? More equal?
Yeah, because it wasn't really equals before. It was like, but now it really is. And I think that you need to just remember that.
You need to remember it. This is going to be fun, and we'll just tell it all in the pod, but you were like, it was like me and Jake's pod, and Katie came on, and people love Katie. We're like, all right, Katie, you're kind of, you know, you're off to the side.
Yeah, I was put in literally now, a corner. Literal corner.
People love Katie. Corner. People love Katie. Every show I do, women are like, "Is your wife here?" I'm like, who cares? It's my show. And they want to see you more than they want to see me. It's fine. I'm flattered. It's fine.
I think you're jealous.
But then, you know, you said, I'm going to design the studio. I said, thank you so much. You've done a great job. It looks great. But at 11 p.m. you go, I just got a notification. The tables are delayed a day.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot, we're not going to, some side table that you can't even see on camera really. So it doesn't matter. But at the time we didn't know that. And then we had a big fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to like get some work done around 10 p.m. I was trying to get some work done in bed on my phone for this. And he was like, you know, don't keep me up with your whatever. And I didn't say this last night, but in my head I thought.
Oh, dude, you know what's.
In my head I thought.
Oh, just 5 minutes ago, we were taking new photos for the new podcast stuff you're seeing. Derek was snapping them. So she's, you know, she used to model. She's going, smile. She's like, any other photo? Poses, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of a comedy, quirky podcast. Maybe give like a look to the sky, like. And she just looked at me like this. I go, you asked me what is? Yeah, and I go again. Are we coworkers or what? Someone you work with? If you go, could you give me a suggestion, Jason? He goes, maybe do this. You wouldn't go. You wouldn't look at him like, you idiot. So that's why when we enter the studio, maybe we shouldn't be related. We're not related, married.
Then why would we be doing this together?
I
would just like to point out.
I have a crush on my coworker.
That if we are coworkers.
That's kind of cool too. It's kind of hot.
Just like Derek.
Stop saying
me?
That. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm single in here. We're going
to. Derek, you better watch out because your coworker, if you're trying to get some work done late at night because you're busy all day, he'll tell you to stop. Let you know.
It's just perfect because if you know Katie, I go 2 months ago when, you know, Jake gave us plenty of heads up. I go, let's do a little refresh here. I go, Katie's going to design it. And I go, it's 2 months. He has 2 months to be doing it. And I go, I'd bet my life savings,
mm-hmm.
6 hours before the day comes, she's going to be doing some.
Mm-hmm. Do you think,
and that's what I'll never get over. And I love you regardless. You,
do you? Let me think about all the other.
But I love you so much.
All the other studios. Like, all the other studios. The day you started recording, was it exactly perfect? Exactly how you wanted it to be?
I don't know.
No,
I don't
it
know.
Wasn't.
I painted it red. I don't know what I was doing. It looked ridiculous. You know, funny just like come in a studio and it's bright red, and you show it to people, and you think they'll be excited. They're like. The Target dressing room, like, all right. So this is probably the best the studio's ever looked.
Oh yeah,
I'll give it to you.
It's gonna look good job. Even better
you
next
last
week.
Minute. Good for you. You did it. Huh?
It's gonna look even better next week. A few tweaks.
A few tweaks. Thank you all for the love. We're excited. Katie's here. And how are you feeling? You're so pregnant.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding mm-hmm. and you didn't go. It was like a guy I grew up with. And it's all these hometown buddies that you hardly know because it was before you. And we're in a fantasy football league. That's why we're still together. Shout out fantasy football. And it was a great wedding. Mingling with so many. Oh, I love to mingle. I couldn't wait. Do you love it that much? Like if you're like, ooh, I'm about to go mingle with people I haven't seen in 15 years.
I think if I'm in the right, I can love it and I can be very good at it, but it's gotta be like kind of like the perfect scenario for me.
I loved it. Just caught up with old pal. And so of course it, you know, married kids, how many kids, everything. Where's your wife? Well, she's due in like 8 weeks since like as much as she wanted to sit there and breathe heavy and watch me drink beers and talk to people she doesn't know. We figured she'd stay back and, but I was bummed because people wanted to see you there, but you're breathing.
Yeah.
It'd be tough when they're like doing the vows and you just hear that you'd be like, repeat after me. And yeah. Like in the wedding video for the rest of their life, you just,
that what it's
they go to this window open. Yeah,
that's what it's like sleeping with me, isn't it?
It's crazy. And then you do a weird, you lay close to me and then your head's tilted so high your nose is hitting my eyes and I go, is it, are you messing with me?
It is, and you go, weird. No, it's comfortable. I like to sleep like that. I don't know why I do that, but
how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling better than I did last week. I mean, I was sick for that one day. It was like 24 hours and I was down. I took a 3-hour nap.
You did that day.
It was not good. But I think that I woke up the next day, I was better.
We're in that two kids, pregnant wife. I'm holding my breath at any moment because like I'm driving home from a wedding. You know, it was a few hours away, so I was gone for like 24 hours. And it's just, when I'm on the road too, I go, it's this horrifying moment. I'm like, how was your night? And then it's just like three bubbles pop up and they're up there for a while. I just start sweating and praying. Just say good. Just get kids slept good. Just an essay. Mm-hmm. Thomas was up every 30 minutes. I don't have no idea what's going on with him. Maybe it's a development thing. So I got up with him 4 times. Then I was really mean to him. I feel bad about it. Finally, he got in our bed and then we watched a movie from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. and I'm really, really tired. Mm-hmm. And mind you, I'm on the way to this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a horrifying
don't
feeling.
You want to know what you're walking into, though?
It is nice to know, but I just go, no, why can't it go good? Yeah, or then it's like, both kids slept great, but I slept terrible. I go, well, that's also...
That's kind of my answer every night right now, so...
Wow. Yeah, this is what... We have a Bible study. We have good friends that come over and we do highs and lows. Everyone likes that. What does other people call them? They're like your like cheesy name for it.
Yeah, there is. What is it?
Your blessings and your,
what is it? There is another name for it.
Oh, people are going to be blowing us up in the comments. Whatever it is. We'll just make something up. It's the ups and the butt.
Oh.
I think that might be it. And
wins, fails, ups, downs, peaks, valleys.
Peaks and valleys.
People like to do that.
Yeah.
And roses and thorns.
A couple moms of young kids in the group, they list off like 11 lows and they go, hi. Oh, I watched half an episode of Peaky Blinders this week. It was probably the high of my week. It's like you women are not. We tried to like FaceTime my parents, and then you just have what two kids, and they're climbing on you at all times.
I mean, that's part of the issue. Yeah, they just want to be. It doesn't really matter who else is here or trying to help me. They still want to be on top of me. So
everyone does.
Oh wow!
I had a great time opening for Nate Bargatze.
Yeah,
the Rex haven't heard about this yet. Wild couple weeks. I mean, and what are we doing to ourselves? We used to be able to do this. We need to triple check our calendar. Hey, we're going to, my show's in Oklahoma, tape the special, very stressful few days. Make sure we catch the yawn. We have actually had a combo about this.
Yeah, Trey said I'm not allowed to yawn anymore on the podcast, but it's
that's really, not what I didn't say allowed. Don't do this.
He thinks that I shouldn't be able to yawn.
That's not true. I didn't say you're unallowed to yawn.
I won't get paid if I yawn.
I'm tuning into a podcast. I'd love for these people to entertain me, and I see like 9 yawns. Mm-hmm. I go, does she want to be there? And you just fought off another one. Now we're talking about
all
it.
The that's moms, not fair. All the moms will.
They'll support you.
Understand. Okay. I'm not. It's also like my like if diaphragm. If you came to see right my stand-up
show and I'm like in the middle
up.
Of a punchline, I go. Where was I?
Like, man, he's so human.
That's right. You're real. This is real. We're letting him. So look terrible next week.
Okay, no worries. This took a lot of effort.
Let's be real.
Let's do a lot of effort.
Yeah, we have a date night tonight because I go, you know, we kind of forget to do those. You know, we need one. That's kind of what we have a. Okay, I'm now, really all right, now, okay, so.
I'm having a breathing issue
you're
right
having
now.
A yawning attack.
Yeah, I know.
Is this what you women have?
I like can't really catch my breath really.
Make sure we're
right
catching
now.
These, Derek. When you start to see it, when she clenched, I mean, you're going to like poop your pants. And we have a date night. She's like, let's do the date night on the podcast because I have to get ready. What?
I mean, that's how. I mean,
you poor women. It is.
I get ready in fully, 6 seconds. Getting fully ready. A full shower, blow dry my hair, style my hair.
As
makeup,
two humans are going, mommy.
As two, and they're destroying something in my house. It's just by the end of that, I'm like, I don't want to do whatever it was I was going to do looking like this. I'm not going to do it.
I felt so bad when I missed the original photo shoot day. I think it's worth saying because I showed.
Because you know.
It was totally my fault. You know. I go,
it's worth reading.
You want to talk about two dudes texting.
Yeah.
So we had, this was really fun. We did this together. We had a City Lifestyle magazine. If you know what, they're running a feature on, we're going to be on a cover is what I'm told of August, right? That's
yeah, cool. August. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm allowed to say that. We had this whole photo shoot and they had like glam. So this woman
so
came over.
So I got my
and,
hair and makeup done.
So I was like, oh, this will be fun for Katie. And it was
so
a fun day.
I had
day.
The idea of being like, we needed new pictures for the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's do it that day. My hair and makeup's going to be done already. it'll be great. But
yeah.
Then.
Me and Derek, you know, we're texting. I'm like, Derek, let's try to get some new photos. Like, all right, when do you want to do it? I guess, when was this? And so, yeah, Katie's all glammed up. You got on fake lashes and everything.
Yeah. You really.
What do you think about fake lashes?
If they're done right, then they're good.
When did we do that? That was.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Was that April? Was that in May?
It was
March?
A Thursday before your special.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is, was the other kind of thing. Derek was.
There's a lot going on that
very
week.
Busy.
So yeah, I see the text. He's like, can you come at 3 p.m. that day for photo and the video for the podcast and stuff? Definitely. Perfect. Thanks. Okay, we text some other stuff and he goes, where is this?
Yeah.
Rolling down. I mean, we text so much, me and Derek. They'll just be like, how's your day going?
it's like a little game. They're like, hee hee hee. Yeah. Trey said, stop working. You're keeping me up, Derek.
He goes, hey, are we recording a new video promo kind of as well? Or do you want to wait until the studio remodel is totally done? I go, yeah, let's just do photos and new promo in a few weeks.
No commas.
In my head, I go, yeah, let's just do photos, period. And then let's do new promo in a few weeks. But I said, no punctuation. Yeah, let's do photos, new promo next few weeks. And so I'm calling him, Derek, where are you? Yeah. He goes, wait, what? And I read the text. I go, yeah, that's my bad.
I showed Becca the text, though, and she's like, oh, you're supposed to be there. I was like, oh, you read it as that I was supposed to be there? So,
that, yeah. No, I totally own that.
Yeah.
And we messed up your glam, but this is better. We don't need the fake eyes. And by the way, it doesn't matter anyway, because, and I understand this, you want more long-lasting photos when you're not 7.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So these are a little temp, a few months.
Yeah.
I think you look beautiful. Bigger. Faced.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to, okay. Oh, I opened for Nate. It was great. Yeah. Thank you, Nate. Shout out Nate Land. I'm on the Nate Land Network. They gave me opportunity to open for Nate, Colorado Springs, a little one and done, flew out there. Again, thank you, Katie, very supportive, because we just had a bunch of other travel. I went right back out, was exhausted, but it went great. Did a set, people laughed.
Yeah, but there was like 12,000 people there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Nate was great. I mean, the openers were great. Shout out Greg Warren, shout out Brian Bates, and shout out Graham K. He didn't open, but shout out Graham K. New specials out. Part of the Nate Land world. They said, Trey, we need to blow this guy's special up. So happy to send the Rexies their way. Great special out on YouTube, the Nate Land YouTube. Go watch it. Graham K. Funny. Really sweet, too. He's got like a special needs brother that ties in. It's great. Graham K. special. Go watch it. You're welcome. And I did my thing. I was very nervous. The sweetest part, the best part
this
of all this.
Was really sweet.
This is what's cool about being a dad is it puts so many things in perspective. You know, I'm going out, 12,000 people, you know, it's the biggest community in the world right now. You're just thinking, it's good for my career. I'm just like, I want to make sure Trey does good. I want to make sure I look good. And then I'm FaceTiming y'all and, you know, Thomas had a swim lesson. You're like, you do a swim lesson? And he's kind of struggling with the swim. Or he's like, I don't want to go do it. And he's kind of, I think it's kind of like making him nervous and it's kind of hard work. He's getting it figured out. And I go, well, you know, we're always trying to teach him, you know, well, you got to do hard things because there's, you know, on their side of it is, you know, getting better, being proud of yourself, having fun. I go, well, buddy, daddy's scared, but to go on this big stage, but I'm going to be brave and I'm going to do it and I'm going to have fun. And he looked right at you and he goes, mommy, daddy and I are doing the same thing.
It was so cute.
I was just oh my God, I started losing it. It was like, I was like, cool. Perspective of, I mean, I'm not just doing this so everyone thinks Trey's awesome, but it's like, daddy and mommy, we go do things that are maybe scary. They're hard because that's what you do to,
because that's
what you're supposed to do because it makes you better. It brings opportunities. You can have fun. You grow.
Yeah. I think that was really big for him. I feel like he was like, oh, it's not just like you guys are forcing me to do things that I don't want to do. Like you do it too.
That went great. Had a nice steak after, walked down the road.
I was wondering, you texted me, you said, I walked down the road and got some food. I'm like,
ew. Well, the sick bar. I was talking to a buddy, our good friend who's lived in Denver for years. So he was familiar with Colorado Springs. Okay. Shout out. Called like Goat Rabbit or something. Oh. A lot of restaurants and bars have rabbit in it.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I don't know.
Are they serving rabbit?
No. But it was sick. It was open late. I got a steak. And that's it. Cause I'm locked in. I'm getting it right.
No
getting it tight. Oh, of course I did treat myself to a nice Colorado lager.
Beer.
A lager is some dumb pun to it.
You went beer?
Yes.
Over wine with the steak?
I just didn't want that much alcohol. I do beers a lot. Cause I go, I like to just do the drinking.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want too much of the alcohol sometimes. Now, trust me, I love a good glass of wine, but I had already had a couple of drinks. It was a Tuesday night. I had to get up at 6 a.m. So I was just like, something to just kind of quench my thirst.
I see.
This is what's, there's options out there. I see. But I agree. Tonight, I'll probably get a steak. And no. Oh, do I get wine? No. I don't know. Well, and that went great. And of course, so got tags for some fans of mine. It was really sweet. And I did it. So, all right, let's get into Correct Opinions. That's the name of the podcast, Correct Opinions. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yes. Want
to gloss over that. It's coming up
this weekend.
And happy last four shows to me. Mother's Day gift, last minute if you need it. Richmond, Virginia, Thursday, Charleston, Friday, then the following weekend, St. Louis, Fayetteville, tour's done.
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
I do feel like this past month in particular, even like it's kind of started in April, honestly, and it went going to go through May, has been very busy. And then all of a sudden you're just going to stop traveling in June because of baby. And I just feel like we're kind of be like, whoa, like you're obviously still going to be working a lot, but like, you're not going to be traveling.
Will I though? Probably a lot of bothering you.
Oh,
like bored.
Maybe. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, no. You're going to spiral, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just in time for the baby.
Yeah, perfect.
You'll be like pushing. I'll be crying in the corner. I just feel like I've got nothing to do.
I feel like my career isn't going good. Yeah, my career's
not going good.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yes,
and happy Mother's Day. And your gift arrives Friday. Don't open it. Don't even look where it's from. It's going to blow your mind.
Oh, my God. I was actually...
It's going to blow your mind.
Pleasantly surprised because I almost last week like sent you a list of like, just some ideas for Mother's Day.
What'd you have? Let's see if I...
I was thinking about a new pair of like athletic shoes.
Nope, boring.
This like a new necklace kind of style that I was looking at.
I've gotten shoes before. I've got a new necklace before.
This is something you've never gotten me before.
Correct.
Okay. And with Trey, you know, we've talked about this before. I never know if it's going to be...
$40.
$40 or $400. So...
Isn't that, I know,
I really,
isn't that kind of weird? But it's fun. It could be like a really bad gift or a really good one.
Is it correlated to like what you think of me at the time or?
I don't really know what. You do any spring cleaning, by the way? Can you get to that?
I have not done that yet. No.
Spring cleaning. What?
I get it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're kind of like you've nested in all winter.
You just trashed the house all winter.
And like gotten all dirty. And now it's time to like let it all out.
All right. Well, those doing it sounds like a thing. Why not upgrade a few things? Home security. Been putting that off. Hey, the robbers aren't out in the winter. It's too cold.
Obviously, the springs
when they kind of get going. So Cove is a proud sponsor of the pod. Springtime means more visitors, packages, and activity around the house. And so that's why we use Cove. It's great. It's easy. It's a DIY home security system. Simple, affordable, and I set it up in less than 30 minutes. Even me, a little dandy boy.
If he can do it in 30 minutes, we can all do it.
Easy peel and stick sensors, no drilling, no wires, no professional install needed. You can do it all yourself. Cove has live video and audio streaming straight to the touch screen panel and your phone. You do 24/7 professional monitoring, and it actually works. I mean, it just works. A more affordable monitor starting at less than $1 a day. And when I leave, Katie feels better.
Yes.
So that's priceless. Yeah. We have an offer you guys. Support the show. Go check it out, please. Start this spring season off right and order your Cove system today at covesmart.com/correct or use code correct at checkout for up to 70% off your first order. You get a survey. Let them know we sent you, please. Once again, covesmart.com/correct or use code correct at checkout for up to 70% off. Do you know how much we pay for anything?
I do not.
Well, you're a bargain girl. I saw you shop. You love to shop.
Oh, I love to find a bargain. Mm-hmm. He almost closed down my phone last night. I had a cart full of steals on kids' clothes for the fall, and he almost closed it down. I said, nope, got to order.
You do, and I appreciate that about you, so you're going to love that. Mint Mobile is the, because we pay too much for the, we did.
For the phones.
Now, Mint Mobile, it's affordable. It works all the same. It's on the nation's largest 5G network. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans start at $15 a month. Stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. That's what's always... No, Mint is here and exists to fix that. No long-term contracts, no hassle. Ditch overpaid wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. You bring your phone number, you activate your eSIM in minutes, all that good stuff, and all plans come with high-speed data and limited talk. So go now, check it out. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/Trey. That's mintmobile.com/Trey. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer first 3 months only, then full price plans options available after that. Tax and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Mintmobile.com/Trey.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Anyway, my correct opinion. My correct opinion is that the zoo sucks.
Okay.
Every parent knows this. You were going to the zoo. You want to go to the zoo. You walk. It's hot. Parking costs $20. And then you all to go in there. And there's just like, you know, you're like, look, buddy. That's a jaguar over the, and it's just like the.
Just a jaguar in the corner, like
curled up.
Yeah, the black ball. Look at it.
It like doesn't want to be there either.
It's actually like dead. Let's keep it moving. That one died this morning. Tiger's just laying there.
It's funny that you're saying this because like I went to the zoo with the kids recently and you didn't even go with us.
Yeah, I remember I stayed home and watched sports.
No, you were out of town.
Oh, I was out of town. I mean, I had buddies. They pushed it early. We're like a 9-month-old. You want to take him to the zoo? I go, let's pump the brakes, man. We're going to do that at plenty.
We all know how I feel about the zoo. I don't really like animals, so. I'm not like.
Yeah, it's hot and.
The lions sleep like 20 hours a day, too.
Exactly.
So.
Feeding the giraffes is about all they got.
Yeah.
And even that's a racket. They go, here's three pieces of lettuce. Give me $5.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And probably. You do it all for, oh, your child's begging, daddy, get it. And then it gets within 10 feet of the giraffe. It's like, no, never mind.
I mean, I would never feed the giraffe. Oh, come on. That is not something I would ever do. I don't want to feed any animal. You know what I actually think is way worse than zoos? A petting zoo.
Oh.
Those are disgusting.
Now, the only value of a petting zoo is when they eat out of your hand, you feel that it tickles. That feels cool.
And then
that's a cool experience. Every human should experience that.
Diseases.
But then like you just pet like a.
A goat? Like a
dirty
goat?
Yeah, they might as well just, they're like, hey, after we're done, we're all going to go lick the bathroom floor.
It's really gross.
Just the dirtiest back everyone touches. Kind of crazy.
It's really gross. Mm. So, I don't know. I'm fine with, I think I took the kids to one last year because a bunch of people were going. It was like not. It wasn't just a petting zoo, but it was a part of it. And you were out of town and I, like Thomas was scared and I was like, yeah, let's keep being scared to do this. Very scary. We should never do this.
Yeah. A zoo or petting zoo?
The petting zoo.
Ooh.
I'm like.
Yeah, you're like, that one bites.
Yeah, I was like, don't touch them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your correct opinion?
My correct opinion is if you like, really sick thriller movies, you need help.
Tell me more. Because I love, ask me anything about any famous serial killer, I can tell you about him. Ask me anything about Ted Bundy. I'm a right. Bundy head.
And I think.
I'm a proud Bundy head.
I am.
I call around to the breweries. I go, when are we doing Bundy trivia? And they go, we don't think we can.
Right.
I go, no, people would come out.
And I am including you in this.
And it was Pi-Fi.
Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm including you in this. I think I know that you like them, and I think that you need to go talk to someone.
What is that? What? Yeah, the people. So we all know people that love true crime. They can't get enough. I'm one of them. Why?
I think that you are like, it's like the same form as like an adrenaline junkie, where you're just like you constantly want things in your life that are like really intense, and it doesn't matter really what it is. So I think that
I married you.
That's what goes with it.
So why'd I marry you?
Because you need someone to,
you're like a walking glass of
chamomile. Stabilize you.
You do.
And like, that's your reason. But I thought of this because
you're my kryptonite. You're my antidote.
That's
cute.
Cute, I guess. But we read Housemaids together, the book on our baby moon.
Housemaids?
Housemaid. No S.
Housemate?
Housemaid.
Did you say mates to start this? No. You said housemates.
Housemaids.
I go, well, I didn't read that. What was that?
Housemaid. I honestly did not know what the book was about at all. And then we watched the movie recently because we finished the book. And I just, the whole time I was watching it, they changed one of the scenes to be like even darker in the movie.
No.
And I was just sitting there thinking like, why are we watching this? Like, this is... why are we putting this into our brain? Why are people creating this? Like, this is just sick.
Yeah, they just murder them, and you're like, yeah.
It's like torture.
I did think about that. I go, what? Because you think of everything different when you're a parent. You go, why? I gotta, my kids are growing up in this world. Why are we all watching that? I was sitting there rooting. I was like, we need to kill this guy. Kill him. Come on, you couple of blonde girls, take him down.
I was just like, this is,
by the way,
why?
That guy, he's built like a linebacker, and as Sydney Sweeney, who's all of 5'3", it appears. I don't look up details about her. Mm-hmm. Like 1-2 punched him and got away from him. Right. And he could have just snapped her. And don't stop doing that, movies. I can believe she snuck attack him.
Yeah.
And popped him. They're not going toe to toe and she's getting a few shots off.
Yeah.
The guy is huge.
Yeah.
But yeah, so either get a smaller guy or a bigger girl. Katie's open to be hired.
I am.
Yeah, put her in a scene. My friend from college is over, 6'6" Katie. She's 8 months pregnant. And you just like the screen rattles.
The rage is just.
Yeah, the rage.
Yeah, that is the best time to catch me for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's the middle of the night. Someone needs to get sleep trained and you just choke them out.
Oh, wow. That's the move I go with. Wow.
It worked with the joke with the sleep training, but we could think of others.
But yeah, I don't know.
Never been bottle fed? Beer bottle on his head.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Trust me, I know not a lot about, you're going to need a nurse. Hit him with your chest.
I don't think I would do that. I don't think I would have that much contact.
It was a nursing joke.
Yeah.
Did you follow it?
I did follow it. But yeah, I just feel like I'm like, this is, it's just kind of, it's disturbing. Why are we doing this? I just think that people need to like talk through their issues.
Slash them.
Yeah.
That's a 3-degree tear.
Yeah. That's a good, I would like to use a weapon and reference tearing.
I do. I chilled out on my true crime though. But I do. Everyone's been raving about the new Mormon one on Netflix. Came out like a month ago or something. You seen that yet, Derek? Mm-hmm. The newest one. This is the guy. Because I watched the one from years ago about Warren Jeffs. This is the guy who succeeded Warren Jeff. Warren Jeffs.
Okay.
I don't know if it's Warren Jeff. I'm just thinking Jeffs because he made so many.
I mean,
and that's just like a Freudian
slip. That one might be okay. It's honestly, to me, it's worse when it's made up, right? Like, if it's truly happening, it's like, okay, this is actually happening in the world. Like, there's, I guess, a level.
Oh, you prefer the really evil stuff to be happening?
Well, I'm just saying. I think it's
interesting. So you, and rather someone make it up, you're like, well, let's, I want someone to actually die.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's enough bad stuff happening in the world. We got to subject ourselves to made up bad stuff too.
You're right. Just draw from the stuff happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
You have to think of these people when they're up in their office, right, and making up this stuff.
That's exactly. I'm like, these people are sick.
Yeah, they made him rip out his own teeth. You know, what kind of, that woman puts the pen down and goes
stomach up or
grabs
whatever,
wine with friends. Like, how was your day? Good. I got through another chapter. I decided to have, I was between having the character have his teeth ripped out or like his eyes gouged out. And
yeah,
that was a big decision. I think thematically the teeth are better. You gotta, those people.
Like, they're not okay.
Okay. Correct opinions. There you have it. We're always right.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do some questions. I hit my Instagram up and we have a fresh look website. Same place, right, Derek?
Yep.
TreyKennedy.com/correctopinions. TreyKennedy.com/correctopinions. Fresh look. New cleaner way to submit stuff. So just submit, and it's anonymous, by the way, unless you could tell us, but that's the default. Just tell us, you know, funny stories in your life, parenting, family, advice you need, whatever, and maybe it'll make it onto the pod. We'll talk about it. It'd be fun. So I hit up my Instagram, got a bunch of people wrote in. Thank you. And we have these mapped out here. So we're going to go through these. These are fun.
Okay.
As a stay-at-home mother, I've taken on the responsibility of handling nighttime care so my husband can be well rested for work. It's a system that makes sense for our household, yet I've encountered subtle and not so subtle judgment from others. Is this bad?
I think if that's what works for you and your family,
you're so upset. I can tell. It's not me doing it.
Don't get mad at me.
Right.
That is not something I would, that would work for our household. But if it works for your household, then it's good.
That's not going to work for us?
It just depends on the scenario. Your job is ebbs and flows so much with, like, it's not like you're waking up and doing this, going to an office and doing a 9-to-5 every day of this, like, same rhythm.
Well, yeah, mine's harder.
Sometimes you're traveling and it's harder and you're more tired and you have more going on. And sometimes you have less going on. And so those days, I'm going to have you help at night. Or like when I'm pregnant, I'm kind of doing more over here. So you're going to have to get up at night.
But how do I feed it?
Well, if I'm pregnant, then the baby's not born. I'm talking about like older kids. Like,
see, in there.
But
was that out of tune?
Never.
Do we need to have a chat in my office?
No, coworker.
Boss?
You.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see you in my office.
Scary.
Okay. Scary. It's romantic.
Oh, this was cute?
Yeah, it's like a spark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people really love to judge. They go, well, you know, she feeds it, so I just sleep. It's really easy for me. Or the other way around. It's like, well, I just support her. And I judge all these people. And that's the problem. But that's part of it. I think we should embrace it. It's fun. You know, my buddy goes, I get up with her every feed. I just stare at her while she nurses. I go, you loser, go to bed. And then the other way around.
You also judge.
You're like, you
kind of judge both ways.
You piece of crap, get up and help her.
I'm telling you, it's just every situation is different.
A woman wrote in, Katie, does the so-called pregnancy privilege, outweigh the intrusive or inappropriate comments that tend to come with it? Okay. During my previous pregnancy, I felt like I was getting a ton of weird comments from strangers, weird stuff. But she said, this pregnancy, I've gotten free ice cream twice. I've been offered to skip lines numerous times.
Wow.
People open doors for me constantly. I feel like it's been better.
Wow.
Tell us. Walk us through it.
To be honest, I don't get a lot of weird comments. So I would say my privilege outweighs the weird comments for sure.
What privilege are you getting? You got any free stuff?
No, I don't know where this girl is. You think I need to be like a more joyful pregnant person?
I think so. People, I mean, it's foreboding. They see a tall woman, very pregnant, and you got the RBF
popping.
People
are scared of me.
Yeah.
I think that's why people don't touch my belly.
They open the door not to be nice, but they're like, she's going to kill somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it keeps people from making bad comments to me. So it's kind of like it kind of just cuts everyone out. No one's touching my belly. No one's making bad comments to me. I just kind of keep them all away.
That's become a new funny, maybe I can find it and send it to Derek to put in the edit. That's been one of my fun new habits of when Kate and I are out somewhere and she's not really paying attention, I'll snap a photo of her face. I'll show her later. I'm like, look at your resting face here. She's just sitting there like, I go, oh my, what was on your mind? Like, I don't know. You drift into that RBF, man. It's tough. Do I have it? I feel like I have more of like a punchable face. Like a resting face that people might. What do you think?
I just feel like you kind of, when you zone out, you're like this.
All right.
You kind of like bug out and like twitch your beard a million times and you're kind of like zoned.
They get a true crime.
And yeah,
I'm like whispering to myself.
Yeah, it kind of feels like you're like on something.
You kind of like shut off. Yeah, and I'm like murmuring to myself. Like, yeah.
It's kind of like
chewing my nails. Like,
if I ever do an edit that I show you in person, I see you twiddling the beard. I'm like, oh, I don't think he likes this part. Is that?
I do. I get like, oh, I feel like I'm gonna explode.
I'm always like swatting his hand away from his beard.
I need it so bad, dude. It just is what it is. I've always. Our little 3-year-old, he's chewing his nails down to the bleeding. He's already doing it.
Yesterday, actually, he took the Band-Aid off of the one that was bleeding. He goes, Mommy, I won't chew my nails anymore. Next time I need them cut, I'll say, Mommy, cut my nails.
Good. We'll see.
There's no way.
And he eats them like his old man.
Yeah, what
I taught him the way my father taught me, the way his father taught him.
There's no way your dad does that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. What? Okay. My mother-in-law won't communicate with me, this woman writes in, only with my husband and our nine-month-old. It's a dynamic that feels both awkward and kind of hurtful, and I'm unsure whether to address it directly or allow it to resolve itself over time. Why is she doing this?
Feels bad. In my personal opinion, your husband needs to step up and have a conversation with his mom.
Oh. You like the she's the evil dude. Look at her. Yes, a husband suffering. Yeah. It's the first time she smiled all episode. Look at yes. Yes, that man is going to go through it. That brings me joy.
Yeah. Crying.
Now, you don't have this problem, right? Number one, my mother is great.
Yeah.
I really don't do any standing up to her anyway.
No.
But boy, would I. And that's honest. That's too much. I need to be nicer to my mom. I need to be nicer to everyone. But you do see that with some people. They go, hey, my mom, I'm going to do this thing with my mother-in-law. We're going to have to we have to fly our whole family to Australia for her 62nd birthday because she wants that. And we can't say no. It costs us 10 grand. You go, really? You have to do it?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. I guess it's tough for me to wrap my head around because I don't have a mom who's like making me do crazy stuff. And it's like, it's going to be hard. It's your mom.
Right.
And you're like, man, but.
I definitely think it needs to be addressed, and I definitely think your husband needs to do it.
I mean, wild though, because I'm in the women in my life don't talk to me anymore. You're like, yeah, I talked. Casey's like doing great. I'm like, when did you talk to her? She's like, we talk. My sister.
Yeah.
I go, oh, okay. Tell her I wish her well.
Yeah, the women talk.
I need to talk to her.
Yeah, that's gonna get awkward.
What are your top three favorite things to buy?
Clothes, shoes, and skincare.
Skincare. Does my skin look good? See, that's what some of you women, you overcomplicate it. My skin looks good, right? Tap sure. Water. Mm-hmm. Have you tried that?
Have you tried having hormones?
Okay, Cash App. Segue into an ad. Who would have thought? Proud sponsor, Cash App. Hey, we all spend money. We use it. Hey, why don't you make it better? Cash App, we're a proud sponsor of the Correct Spendings podcast. Love Cash App. And when you spend at least $500 a month with a Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you are in green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Cashback for places you love to shop, Katie?
I love that.
Your debit card boring? Probably. What would you draw on your Cash App card personalization feature if you could customize it? Hey.
So that's fun.
That is fun. Debit cards are boring.
I'd put your face on it.
Thank you. Cash App's, I've used Cash App for a long time, the app, now that you've got the card, now they've got this whole reward system. Just keep up in the game. So for a limited time, we would offer for you guys. New Cash App customers can earn $10. $10. If you use code Cash App 10 in your profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 2 weeks. Terms apply. Cash App 10, Cash App 10. Put it in your profile at sign up. Send $5 to a friend within 14 days. You can earn $10. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App green overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotional promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/podcast for full disclosure. For 10 years, I've noticed, I think it's a reason for my hip problem. I sit in the car and I'm like cattywampus. Do people use that word everywhere? You grew up using that word?
I mean, Did you, Derek?
No, never.
Really? You've never heard of that?
I mean, I heard of it, but
cattywampus.
Just.
Yeah.
And so because I had a wallet the size of a brick.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
As you know, it's time to grow up a little. I don't know. I had a bunch of weird stuff in there. Gift cards from 20 years ago. Ridge Wallets, proud sponsor of the pod. I mean, these things are beautiful. I mean, look at these things. You got all the details down below. These sleek. And they work too. And losing your wallet's the worst. But with the Ridge Tracker card, you know exactly where it is.
I need this.
And Ridge, by the way, just isn't about wallets. They create premium everyday carry essentials like power banks, key cases, suitcases, and rings, all built with the same sleek, durable design. They're effective. They look cool, and they're not the thickness of a 2x4. They have over 100,000 five-star reviews. People love them. We love them. 50-plus colors and styles to choose from. I love my Ridge wallet. You will too. And all their other products, no matter what you pick, Ridge has free shipping and a 99-day risk-free trial and a lifetime warranty. So for a limited time, our listeners get 10% off. 10% off at Ridge by using code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word. At checkout, use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, no space, at Ridge.com, and you are all set for 10% off. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support the show. Tell them we sent you. Ridge.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS, 10% off.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I have an 11-year-old approaching middle school, and I'm trying to determine the appropriate timing and approach for discussing the birds and the bees. I want to preserve a sense of innocence, but I'm also realistic about the fact that, you know, he's going to be in middle school soon. There's going to be conversations. I don't know. When should I do this? Should I do this before school this fall for my sweet, innocent boy?
I'm going to let you. I have an answer, but I'm going to let you answer this.
11 years old. I think you're on the fence. I think it's a per kid. Is this kid confident? Is he cool? Is he charismatic? Is he a cutie?
What does that have to do with it?
Well, because he's gonna be getting down a path where he's gonna be hearing about this more. Or is he a total dork? You know, if he's a total nerd, you know, you're good till like 15 or something. He's not even sniffing the conversation. I think that's actually brilliant advice. That makes total sense. Don't act like it doesn't make sense. You know, listen, you know, we got this sweet young lady. She's very friendly, she's very flirty. She's going to meet some boys. She's going to hear some stuff. Better tell her versus, oh, she's spelling bee champ.
I disagree. I think that by 11, well, they
birds
need to
the
know.
Birds and the bees, spelling bee. Huh?
I think by 11, they need to know. Regardless.
11?
Yeah.
11 is what? That's sixth grade.
People
about to go into sixth grade.
Yeah. Man,
you probably do. This day and age, you probably do.
In sixth grade,
Derek,
you're closer,
you agree? You haven't thought about this yet. You only have like, no. you're a few years away.
Yeah.
In sixth grade, I was a very innocent, sweet girl, but I rode the bus sometimes, I learned
a lot of things. If your kid rides the bus,
then you need to tell them.
That's what the bus. That's all it is. You take your kid to school, you got till 13. Your kids ride the bus, you better sit them down. Have a joint on the table, a beer, contraceptive. You just walk them through the gambit. You go, hey, you're getting about to get on the middle school bus. Let's talk about some things.
Somehow I was like cool enough to.
You rode the bus?
Yeah, I'm surprised that one.
You rode the bus? You're surprised she did?
Yeah, yeah. You don't seem like a bus.
No. It was.
You don't seem like you were born from the bus. Do I seem like I rode the bus?
No.
come on. Do I seem like I rode the bus?
No.
Do I seem like a bus kid?
Yeah, yeah. I kind of think like back of the bus too. I feel like Trey's a little edgy.
You know what's funny is I was in sixth grade.
In the front of the bus with a seatbelt on?
I was in sixth grade in the back of the bus with like the eighth graders learning this stuff. Why? I don't really know. But I guess I was kind of cool, I guess.
Can you tell the PhD story?
And a
bridged version.
Yeah. One of the jokes I learned in sixth grade was a boy sat down on the bus next to me and said, like, did you know that I have a PhD? And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, a pretty huge.
And what was your reaction?
I was in sixth grade and I probably didn't even know what that word meant.
What'd you do? I have a pretty huge. What'd you do?
And I was just like, oh my. But probably just like looked away.
Okay. 11-year-old Katie, 90 pounds. Oh, okay.
I mean,
just some 11-year-old boy. Did you know I have a PhD?
Meanwhile, the kid across the aisle is, there was a kid who would bring a bag of wood chips on the bus and he would eat them. I am not kidding you. He had wood in a bag and he would sit and eat it.
It's like applewood today. Yeah. Grandpa cut down a cedar. Tough to get down.
I learned almost all the lyrics to like a lot of Beastie Boy songs on the bus.
Oh, no, I was riding in mommy's car listening to Plus One. Or Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, acts and letters in the Romans.
So we rode the bus. There. It was when we lived in Maryland. For
like, wow! For you like, want a wood chip, Blondie? Yeah. Did you eat a wood chip?
No. It was when we lived in Maryland for 2 years, and our school was like pretty far away, and my mom had to get my other brothers to elementary school. So me and my brother, who were in middle school, had to, the schools were like totally opposite. So there was
Were you on the bus with your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Did he laugh at the PhD joke?
I don't think he was sitting near me when that happened.
Oh, dang. It even wasn't even with you. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. That was it. People were PhD. Gifting each other like things that I just had no idea what they were. It was wild.
Yeah, you do have weird class. That's the best part of school, man. That's like I do a bit on the road about, you know, my boy Corinthian Jones. He's one of my favorite. If you know, you know. But I remember middle school, there's another Trey in my class. People get us confused, but people are like, no, but Trey would eat whole apples at lunch, like a whole. Oh. He would eat apple cores.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what he's up to now. Hope he's doing all right. Trey Feemster.
Oh. Any correlation to the other Feemster you know?
Nope.
It's like a unique last name.
Does, right? Hmm. Hope he's doing well. Okay, let's do one more here. Recently, my four-year-old announced to a barista, very public setting, that his mommy has a pee-pee beard.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I mean, that's... What did it?
It was mortifying. The barista was mortified too. My child just repeated, dead serious. Y'all had anything crazy your kids said yet? That is, I don't know if he's quite old enough yet. We're going to get there real soon. I think of.
There's been a few times where I'm like,
a couple of things I'll say to him. I go, man, if he ever repeats this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you know, like some people, you know, like reading an old Dr. Seuss book, you're like, you know, thin fish, fat fish. You're like, what's a fat fish? I'm like, you know, try to explain it really nice, but I should know, you know, sure.
Yeah.
He's fat. But yeah, I don't know what he's got deep in his brain he'll say to somebody. Dude, kids are so crazy. He came up. He's naked, you know, he's doing a really good job potty trained. I mean, it's been a success, potty trained. But now we're starting to get into us. He's not communicating, you know, but early on he's like, everyone, I'm going potty.
Yeah.
And he gets off. I did it. I'm doing poopy, big one. And now he's starting to just kind of do it. And then today he was like, I'm going potty. He's in there a while and you're repeatedly, you pooping?
I mean, I asked him so many times.
Just pee-pee, mommy, just pee-pee. And then he's walking around naked. I go, buddy, go put your undies back on. Go put them back on. Walking around. And then he just walks up to me and he literally, I'm sitting on the ground with Eva. He just shows his booty to me, spreads his cheeks.
Oh my God.
And that's where I see like, poop residue. And I go, did you poop? Gosh. He's like, yeah. Go, okay, let's go.
So walk just around say naked it. With don't poop show all it over to him.
It's like, oh, and he's. Oh, and he's always just doing. Now I told him once to like help me wipe better. Like, that you just kind of like, you know, bend over a little, you know, because he's like standing straight up, squishing his cheeks. I go, just like lean a little bit, maybe grab daddy and. And spread your legs a little. And of course, it's just all, he like bends over like he's twerking and spreads his legs as wide as he can. Like, that's his routine now. I'm like, this is weird, but it is helpful. But
honestly, I was like,
okay, daddy, here we go. Yeah.
He doesn't do that for me. I'm like prying in there. It's.
Oh.
Wow. I feel like I'm trying to think if there's anything like I could, first of all, I'm curious about like the prior conversation to that of, how we got to that analogy. But I'm like thinking if there's any way to like offset that, like, oh, he's so silly. He means like my.
Oh, you gotta think on your feet there, if you're mama. Yeah, you gotta play that off.
My my pink purse has some fur on it. It's my pink purse, my PP. I don't know.
That's pretty good. No,
that wasn't bad.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. That's
one more I want to get to. Someone asked, what's a healthy or reasonable frequency for guys' nights within a marriage? We got a couple kids. You know, I don't want to be too restrictive, but I think it's understanding. It's good to know what balance looks like. What do you think?
What do you think?
We do once a month. I think that's great. Yeah. I already have one on the calendar for June 4th. Mm-hmm. And I'm so old. I don't even text my buddies. I send them a Cal invite. I think it's more exciting. You get that. You get a little fired up. But we were talking about this recently about certain guys. I actually think, I know the whole trope of guys do too many guys, nice, do too many guys. But not all guys. I think you want that extreme versus the other. Because we all know this. But like there's so many men that just don't even have friends. And that's sad and not good for a man. So first things first, I'd say you're a man wanting the guys' nights, having guys, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some, you need a man to have some other men in his life, good friends, which I have, and I want them so much all the time.
Yeah, sometimes you want me, but yeah, I do think once a month has been a really good, so I do a once a month girls' night, he does a once a month guys' night, like, and we are pretty, because it's like, you know, you're trying to coordinate with other people sometimes. So it's like.
And maybe the one gets thrown in a little every now and then. But it's like, hey, after bedtime.
Yeah.
But I'm saying a good. We don't actually do this every month, but I think we should start. It's like not just a post bedtime. Once a month, guys' night, we hang from like 6 to midnight, 7 to midnight, even before the bedtime. Really, this is tough. You meet by at 8:30. And, you know, you push it to maybe 11:30 because you're like, we never hang out. But it's only good 2 hours quality time. Everyone starts to yawn.
I had a couple girls this weekend when you were gone because, yeah, you've been traveling a good bit and stuff. And I was just like, I need someone to come over and hang out while I'm not
crying
or alone. And they came over after. They had to come over after bedtime. I had to put our kids to bed. And I was shocked. Like the couple girls that came over, they stayed till almost midnight. And I was like, I'm not sure I was prepared for this.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be chill.
It was great. But I mean, it does just show that it's like, we are all tired and stuff, but like we do really value and like need that time with
you do.
Other men and women.
Okay. Well, submit all your stuff. You hear it. We're going to move on to some segments. Send that Trachinothon plus correct opinions. And while I'm on the topic too, subscribe to our Patreon. We're going to do a big giveaway as kind of we go into this new chapter of the podcast. So for the next week, you know, this week one of the new chapter of the podcast, 50% off of the Patreon. We're going to get people in there. Okay. And we're going to do a little giveaway. Like we said, we have a date night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We know we have listeners of all sorts, but we obviously have a ton of listeners who are like us. You're married, your parents, you're in your 30s. Date nights are tough. You deserve it. So we want to treat you to a baller date night because you get a babysitter.
It's really expensive.
And a babysitter's these days, for no reason at all, really, you have to pay them $50,000 an hour.
Yeah.
The moms do it. They go, no, I think you end a date night. I think it's really, they sat there and watched TV while our kids slept. I think it's $20 an hour. You go, why? If we pay her $13 an hour, is she going to burn our house down or something?
She's going to take a different babysitting job. These girls, the girls that we have are hot commodity.
Our days are numbered with them. They gotta be. They seem like cool young ladies.
They're definitely getting busier.
They're getting busier. Like,
I have this.
I'm going, you know, probably playing volleyball with cool kids or something. You're like,
when I was in college and I babysat in Atlanta, I would get paid $30 an hour. This is back in 2012. I was raking it in.
What were you doing? Were you flirting?
No. It was just, that was the going rate.
They're scared of you.
Up there in Buckhead.
RBF.
Maybe.
We want to give someone one new lucky subscriber, and we're going to give it to two people because I'm not penalizing the already super recty. Right. So if you're already subscribed, already on the Patreon, thank you. One of you who's already a super recty on the Patreon will win, and one new person. And you have pretty good odds. I mean, we're gonna have some people join, but I mean, you got a decent chance here. So 50% off, go now, patreon.com/TreyKennedy. You get an extra episode of this every week, plus fun giveaways and stuff. And so we're going to give each of you $250. Yes. Freaking send you cash.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, maybe you'll just go buy Bitcoin or something.
I mean, you might.
You should do a date night.
You should
treat yourself to a night if you're single.
Yeah, go out with your friends. Just like, go enjoy being out with
$50.
People.
And I'll send you Basic Sellers wine. You know, I got it. Why not? I got it. So there it is, patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Now let's get to some segments. Let's end with a segment here. We did this on the Patreon, I know. I don't know if we've ever done public, but I'm the worst. A new segment alert of just kind of coming clean about what you did, what you just did that was awful this past week.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a trend going right now, you know, not man enough to, what do they say? You've seen this trend? No.
No.
None of you.
No.
You don't see anything. It's okay. You're very busy. It's like, ashamed I did it, man enough to say it.
Oh, okay. I don't.
You go.
Okay.
I'm the worst
because our toddler doesn't like to consume anything, food, drinks, anything. And I felt like he was getting dehydrated or was dehydrated. And so I just straight up was like, you better drink this water or I'm taking you to the doctor and they're going to stick a big needle in you. I did resort to fear.
And it worked. I mean, it looked like he saw a ghost. He was like a big, big, big needle. They're going to stick it in my arm.
Yeah.
But just real quick.
Yeah.
And then came in. I go, no, I'm going to be in there for like an hour.
Yeah. We doubled down. You
know, I mean, we're being serious. He won't eat or drink anything. We did think he was hardly peeing. He was getting really cranky. And the mom instinct always knows. I think he was getting dehydrated. We go, I mean, we're scaring you, but that's your I'm the worst, just being a good mom. Whatever.
I mean, it felt like
It feels a little cruel, but it is the truth. We go,
but it did feel kind of cruel. He's like three.
Like,
yeah.
I'm the worst. I guess it won't always be parenting related, but anyway. It's another one of us torturing our oldest. Poor oldest kids. Now I know. You weren't the oldest. Derek?
Middle.
You're middle, man.
Yep.
This middle has its own problems.
Yeah.
I'm the worst. This is sweet. I'm the worst because we were driving in the car and my boy was already, he was already tripping. He's crying. I'm just like, well, I just shove him in his car seat. And he screams in a car seat as if I'm setting him in like lava. And I'm just like, oh, but I'm just clipping him in there, getting the car. We're just driving, just screaming. I'm like, stop, you know, no love for me, ignoring him. Stop crying. You know, just stop crying right now. You're not going to get not working. And then he kind of calms down. We pull up and I get to the car seat, unlatch him. And he's like, my scratch is feeling better. I go, wait, what? And then I don't even know how this happens, but when I set him in the seat, I guess something kind of scratched him.
Mm.
Then you immediately are like, I'm trying to be a good dad, trying to do this where I go, you know what, buddy, I'm sorry. Daddy was wrong. You know, I'm not, you know, daddy's going to mess up. Will you forgive me? Yes. I'm like, I'm sorry I wasn't a very good dad. And he goes, well, that's okay. You're being a great one now.
Oh.
And I swear, I'm like, what is this kid? Who's feeding them these lines? And I'm just walking into like, you know, a $2 kid's meal, like Mediterranean place, just crying. I'll have the shawarma. Those moments get you. You're like, oh my gosh. I was ready to like throw him out the car window and then.
Just screaming because he got hurt. You know.
There, I'm the worst. We did it. First one in the books. How are you feeling?
Oh, wow. Great. How do you think I'm feeling, coworker?
Good. I think.
Am I going to get like lectured after this? I think
office romance could be messy. I feel like this. We have anything else to talk about at date night? I guess I didn't. That's the downside. I guess you look beautiful, but we'll just look at each other.
Yeah, this is kind of like...
What are we going to talk about?
I do feel like we probably only have enough material to talk for about 2 hours a day. So this is... Yeah. We'll just be on our phones tonight, I think.
Okay. Well, especially after we... Because we have to keep going. We have to do a Patreon episode now. Mm-hmm. We get to do one.
Yes.
So then tonight's really going to...
Mm-hmm.
It is so fun, man. You start to see other couples at restaurants. You're like, that's clearly a first, second date. You look over at us. You're pregnant. That's been the best. People coming up and who do call out the belly. You know, what are we doing? First baby or third baby?
No, they don't say that. I feel like we've said this before.
First? Yeah.
They're like, oh, so cute. You're pregnant with your first, which is like pretty flattering to me. I'm like, oh, do I look like so like young and like cute? Like this is my first.
That is why.
And I'm like, no, my third. And it's like, no matter what. Anyone's response to that is just like, oh
yeah, I swear they're like they like look at me and like is she
it's like,
she
like
agreeing
suddenly
to this?
Yeah, not like, cute what? At all. I'm like
come on. Dude, that's if we keep going, I can't imagine. I mean, what Derek, you have four?
We got four, yeah.
Wait, I can't don't people start to go, you're like, yeah, it's our fourth. People start to go, what do we
Yeah, so we had a C-section on the last one, and while she was open, they asked, do we want to tie the tubes? We haven't even talked about that or whatever. It's like, oh, we're...
You're surely done after this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like...
That's funny.
It was a wild time to ask.
You want to wrap this up?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're going to have to... After all that, you have to get your tubes tied.
Yeah, right. You're definitely doing that.
All right. Thanks again. Yeah. Seriously, patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Want to bless you guys. Give away two lucky people sending you cash and wine. And thanks for the love and support. It's half off to launch the Correct Opinions. You know, it started with just me. Then Jake would come on every now and then. And then I go, okay, can't talk about myself anymore. I'm driving myself nuts. Jake joined. Then Katie came on every now and then. Then Katie joined. And now here we are.
Here we are.
And this is, it's we're a few months away from 7 years of Correct Opinions.
Wow.
Wow.
Love you guys. And we, as always, we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.